Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
It's time once again for College Football Talk with Mark May, sponsored by Edwards Food Giant, the Meat People, the only stop you'll ever have to make for your family's grocery needs, and by Dugan's Pub, your home for daily lunch specials and weekday happy hour. Now, former Pitt Panther and Washington Redskin great, Mark May.
You guys there?
Yeah.
Okay, there you are.
Yeah,
there was a bad echo. You guys coming through.
Mark, are you there?
There, I can hear you.
We can barely hear Mark for some reason.
Good morning, guys.
Testing. Yeah, there he is. I think we just got to turn it up as loud as we can. Mark, man, great to have you back. I can't remember how many years this is for you doing this with us. Probably, what we think, Roger, 8 or 9 years, something like that.
Well, you saw him up at the tournament, how I remember. Didn't we speak to Mark before? But yeah. It was when you were up there.
Well, that's what I wanted to say first. Mark, congratulations on a great charity event. I was honored to be there. I'd love to come up and do it again and cover even more of it.
And the whole show, maybe.
Yeah, the whole show. Love your hometown. Love the people that respect you for what you do. And it's really, who would have known? You know, I never would have realized you came from such a small town, but you go back and you give back. And it was really, you know, the Brantley Gilbert concert was a blast. The playing golf was a blast. Getting to know the people from that town was a blast. It was just an honor for me to be a part of it.
Well, we were really happy to have you. And hopefully we can get the whole crew up there next year. You know, we can put out a little show for you and show you what we have to offer. And maybe next year, if you come up a day early, we'll get you a private tour of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. It's only like 15-minute ride away. So it's a lot of fun. The people up there are very good. They work very hard, and they're very, very diligent on what they want to do and giving back to the community. And all the volunteers, that's what I'm really proud of, because those people are taking a lot of time out of their lives to come up there, the celebrities and the volunteers and the sponsors. And it's just a great honor to go up there and be able to help out.
And if Justin Moore's going to be performing, there's no reason why the rest of us don't go up there and do it as well.
That's right.
If that's the case. And Baz, one thing about Baz kept saying was that Joe Jacoby was just a massive man still to this day.
Imagining how big Joe Jacoby looked like he could still play today, Mark. You're in great shape. I'm saying between you, Jacoby, Russ Grimm, and I can imagine this, the way you guys look now, how you look back in your playing days.
Yeah, Jake is still huge, but back in the day, Jake was about 30 pounds heavier, believe it or not. He's lost like 30 or 40 pounds. And as big as he is, he's like a legitimate 6'7.5", 6'8", as wide as his shoulders are. So like, if you look at him, it's like, man, how are you going to get around him? And nobody could.
Yeah.
That's why pass rushers couldn't get to the quarterback, because they couldn't get around the guy. It was like a cab ride to get around him.
It was great to visit with Joe Washington. Of course, you know, we're going to have Joe Theismann at the Touchdown Club coming up, and so that'll be it. But it was a great time, Mark. It was neat to see how much respect everybody has for you and appreciation for you coming back and remembering your community. And now, you know, boom, we're back into football season. Everybody's excited about the Razorbacks. Mark, you've been with us through some really poor seasons with bad coaches, and now respect has finally been brought back to the program by Sam Pittman. And first top 25 matchup in the history of the program in Fayetteville, and the Razorbacks are a 6-point favorite.
And they should be. Sam Pittman's done a terrific job. We've talked about this the last couple of years, that, you know, it's just a lot of hard work, putting his nose to the grindstone, and building from the inside out, getting those linemen, and that was key, I thought, for Arkansas. They got 4 out of 5 offensive linemen returning, and I think that's key for them. But I think the major thing is K.J. Jefferson, the quarterback. He was terrific last year, only 4 interceptions, 21 touchdown passes, and 6 rushing touchdowns. And I think that's going to be instrumental in this game against Cincinnati, because Cincinnati's lost a lot from last year. You look at their quarterback, Desmond Ridder, 4-year starter, ended up getting drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. He's done a terrific job while he's there right now. They're still looking for his replacement. It's going to be Brent Bryant, or it's going to be Evan Prater. They're going to leave that up to probably a game-time decision. But they've lost a lot in the running back position. Jerome Ford had over 1,300 yards rushing. But on the defensive side of the ball, their cornerback, you know, when you lose the guy that's won the award for the best defensive back in the country and the Thorpe Award, and he's gone, and Kobe Bryant, and then on the other side you lose Sauce Gardner. He was the 4th pick by the Jets. That's a lot to replace. I know that Cincinnati's done a terrific job. Luke Fickell's done a great job in getting this team to the playoff, the first non-FBS team to get to the playoffs, or Power 5 team to get to the playoffs. and they've done a good job recruiting, but replacing those players that have been there for a long time is going to be a tough job. So I like Arkansas giving us 6 points in this game just because of their running game and because I know on defense they're going to have players that can step up and play. They just got to find that one guy that they can get the ball to, because after losing Treylon Burks last year, he was terrific. He went to Tennessee. I think he was the 18th pick. That was one of the go-to guys on offense that, you know, as a quarterback, you want that go-to guy. They've got to find that guy again, and I think they will.
Mark, where do you think this team is gonna wind up? Let's look at this whole season. You know, a lot of expectations. Some have picked Arkansas to be second in the West behind Alabama. Some are giving it to A&M, even though they don't have a proven quarterback. Arkansas beat them last year. They have more returning starters. But we haven't heard this conversation in a while where you have Arkansas challenging to be, you know, second in the West to Alabama. What do you, is that where you see them maybe second? Do you see them second, third? What's your prediction for the year?
I think they're right there at second. If you look at the games they won last year, you know, the 9-4. But you look at Texas A&M, everybody's so high on Texas A&M. And I keep looking at them, and I'm like, yeah, they've got a great offensive line, but that's about it. You know, they don't quarterback, yep, running back, wide receiver. Tell me what they've got. And I know that they beat Alabama last year. Yeah, that was,
preach,
a big
Mark,
game. That was an emotional game. It was a big game. But the bottom line is, you know, when you're playing Alabama, everybody's hyped up for Alabama, because if you don't bring your A game, guess what? You're going to get smashed. So they had that one big game last year, and I'm not crazy about Texas A&M. The one team that scares me from the West is LSU, because you just don't know what Brian Kelly's going to be able to do, because every place he's been able to win. They only have 6 total starters back, 3 on offense, 3 on defense, and they haven't announced a starting quarterback yet. It's probably got to be Jaden Daniels, the transfer from ASU. But still, with Brian Kelly, with athletes that you can get at LSU, they're just kind of sneaking around the chicken coop. You don't really know how good or how bad they're going to be this year, but you know they've got a solid coach that can coach. So I'm looking at right now Arkansas. If you look at what they've got coming back, they should be the second best team in the West.
I like that.
I love that.
What about on a national level, Mark? Who do you think are the same group that we always see? Are there any new faces you think will be there at the end of the season, the playoff?
It's got to be Alabama, we know, and Ohio State at the end of this, most likely. Everybody kind of likes Oklahoma a little bit. I'm not crazy about Oklahoma because they've got a new head coach that's never been a head coach in Brent Venables, and they've got a tough schedule. You know, Texas may be one of those teams that surprised. I've got a surprise team, USC. All the recruits that USC brought in, they've been all grade 8 players that have been transferred and that have gone through the transfer portal. So you look at the offensive players that they have, and you look at their new head coach in Lincoln Riley, I think that's going to be a surprise team. But it's got to be Alabama and Ohio State. Those are the two best teams, period, and the two best rosters, and they should be able to get to the championship game.
Do you want to thank Edwards Food Giant and Dugan's Pub for sponsoring Mark again? They've been
Absolutely.
A long-time sponsor for,
yeah, we appreciate
for Mark. Yeah,
they're the meat people.
They are the meat people. Let's real quickly go to the NFL. Obviously, the question is,
bum, 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 bum.
Will this be the year for the Cowboys?
Well, unless they can resurrect a left tackle, no. Because you know who I'm really looking at? Philadelphia keeps making all these trades and these moves and claiming guys. And I'm looking, this must be the year that Philadelphia's going to. They made the playoffs last year, did a decent job, and they're only going to get better under Nick Sirianni, their head coach. And I'm looking at this roster, and I'm like, you know, the trades that they continue to make, they made another trade the other day for a defensive back. And I'm saying they are all in. They're the only team that I'm watching that are making these roster moves that they're all in getting there. That's going to be my surprise team this year, the Philadelphia Eagles. The Cowboys, they're going to be the Cowboys. Dak Prescott's going to carry them as far as they can go. But if you don't have a left tackle, you're going to start that rookie. And all the penalties that they continue to have in the preseason that they had last year, it's going to cost you. Because every time you go out there, if you're going to get 9, 10, 15 penalties in a game, it's going to set you back. That means your offense has to gain at least 450 yards a game to be competitive. And they can't do that continually because they just don't have the manpower up front.
Jerry was on the news again this last week, and he talked about Pollard. Talking about how good Pollard was, but he also mentioned Zeke, and he mentioned the term glory hole again. As he mentioned it out there. Yeah, he did. We're going to get glory hole. Hey, you're going to get the glory hole. You got Pollard
RJ,
on it. But it all starts with Zeke. It all starts with Zeke.
Yeah, sure, I didn't see that. Since we have Justin Moore, he's a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. What does Pittsburgh look like without Ben Roethlisberger, Mark? What do you expect out of them?
I think they're going to struggle, Mark.
I don't. The problem with the Steelers is going to be their offensive line. Trubisky, I'm high on Trubisky. If you go back and look at his record when he was a starter in Chicago, he was pretty doggone good. And you look at their roster, they weren't very good. And he goes to Buffalo, he learns under Buffalo, and he learns in that system under Brian Daboll, which is now the head coach of the Giants. The only thing that worries me about the Steelers is that offensive line. That's one thing that Mike Tomlin should have addressed, and he didn't. And it was one glaring thing on this football team that needed to be addressed. besides the quarterback position, they got their quarterback position, but now they should have addressed the offensive line, and that's what's going to hurt this football team. And their defense is going to be stout. They're always stout. They're going to be one of the top defenses in the league, but their offense is going to have to figure out how to hold onto the football, move the chains, and give that defense some rest. And I don't know if they can do it with this offensive line. But I see them battling. That's going to be the AFC North is going to be a tough division. You've got Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Cleveland's no slouch, even though they've lost their quarterback for the first 11 games. But it's going to be a tough division. But I still like the Steelers getting at least 9 wins. They're going to get over that 500 threshold again.
Well, you make me feel a little bit better. I just think that Cincy scares me this year because they shored up their offensive line, which was one of their only weaknesses last year.
They're pretty good. Their wide receivers are great, and once you've got your quarterback in Burrow, they're really tough. The only thing that bothers me about Baltimore, they're injured again. They were devastated last year by injuries in the preseason, and now they're injured at the running back position. So the other key is, are they going to sign Lamar or not? You know, the guy deserves it. It's like Kyler Murray got $230 million, and he got the team to the playoffs, and they were terrible in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson gets his team to the playoffs almost every year, and he was a league MVP. So pay the guy. Just pay the guy what he deserves. Give him the money so you can move on. And I think it's going to be a cloud over this team's head if they don't get this done in the next week or two.
Before we let you go, Mark, now, so we talked about Brantley Gilbert being the music entertainment, and I told everybody when I came back, he's a different performer than Justin. His music is, you know, he's got rap, he's got a little bit of hard rock. It's not the same kind of concert, but it was a blast. Everybody was entertained. But, Mark, did you see the young woman did you spot the young woman that came up to me that was somewhat harassing me, or did somebody tell you about that?
No, I didn't. What happened?
Well, because you sent me the text, so I saw this girl, Roger. She's up at the head stage. She's trying to talk to the security guy. It looks like to get her on stage and get her backstage.
I know what that conversation
was. So then
she
turns around and sees me, and I've got one of these passes.
Uh-huh.
And next thing, she works her way over to me and just gets right up in my face.
Do you a favor?
I like your hair, and da-da-da-da-da. She's had a few drinks. And Bob was there at the time, who Bob runs the – I think it was Bob. Might have been Tom. I can't remember. But anyway, his wife was trying to rescue me. Then the girl decides she goes, "Where's Mark May? I need to talk to Mark May."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "No, you don't need to talk to May." And then she takes my hat off and puts it on her head and starts walking off. And I reach back over and snatch
hat?
Yeah, snatch the hat back off
hat.
Of her. Yeah, never touch a man. I took the hat back off her and put it back on, and she was headed back your direction. So because I think you sent me a text that night and said, "Hey, anyway, but it was a. Besides that, it was a blast.
You remember that, Mark? She ever find you?
I remember one of the crazy fans came up to me, and it was a female, and she sat down and kept talking to me, and it was like, "I can't hear you because the band is playing. It's not a good time to have a conversation," and she just kept talking.
No!
I'll tell you next year, we'll get you some security, Bass.
It
sounds like crazy.
It is. You could not hear her. The band was loud, and you see her lips moving, and you know.
Don't you hate that?
Anyway, it was a great time, Mark. It was such a it was such an honor to be there. And like I said, we want to come up and have more fun next year. I love the idea of going to Cooperstown. That would be a blast too.
Oh, absolutely.
Enjoyed talking with all the athletes you brought in too. Some great guys, and the organizers were great too. And thanks a bunch. Look forward to talking with you each week this year, and look forward to Hogs being 1-0 after this week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again. Thanks for coming, and hopefully the whole crew can come next year, and we can do the entire show from up there and have a lot of fun, and you guys can enjoy the upstate New York, Oneonta, New York.
Guaranteed.
Or you can say Oneonta.
We need to start,
it means City of the Hills.
We need to start saving for that right now.
Yeah. Well, Mark, thanks so much, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.
Oh, <yeah. laughs> Hail to the Commanders. Oh my goodness, I can't even say that.
The Commanders. The Commanders.
Yes.
All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.